News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Richard Cantu. Police and the FBI in New Orleans are investigating after a natural-born American rammed his pickup truck into New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street, killing 15.
Hours after Shamsuddin Jabbar plowed through a crowd of New Year's revelers, the pickup truck he used as a weapon sits on Bourbon Street here in the French Quarter. Louisiana State Police investigators are carefully marking each bullet hole fired through the windows in sheet metal. On the pavement next to the vehicle, a pool of dried blood marks the spot where the 42-year-old died after he was shot by police after crashing into a construction lift.
ABC's Jim Ryan in New Orleans.
Findings in the truck itself proved to be probably the biggest immediate clue for the authorities to conclude that this was an act of terrorism. The pole sticking up from the trailer hitch is flying what the FBI has described as an ISIS flag.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News. The FBI assisting Las Vegas police after a Tesla Cybertruck exploded at the Trump International Hotel. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
It pulled right up to the glass entrance doors of the hotel. We saw that smoke start showing from the vehicle, and then a large explosion from the truck occurs.
The driver was killed. Seven other people suffered injuries described as minor.
There does not appear to be any further threat to our community here now.
New year, new gen. 2025 marks the start of a new generation. It'll be decades before society feels the cultural impact, but at least one trend will take shape right away. Baby names.
And we're seeing lots of leaning into, you know, cultural identity, ethnicity, using traditional names from, you know, Turkish heritage, you know, Latin America and things like that.
ABC's Bethany Braun Silva. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. NFL. The Packers say defensive back Jaire Alexander is likely done for the season. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday. After weeks of swelling and pain, he suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime, you know, you talk about season ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough, you know. Going to be praying for John and hopefully he can recover. But, yeah, it's tough. You know, feel for the guy, you know, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries across the area will come to an end. We'll keep the clouds around the area overnight, though, as lows drop to the middle teens. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, some more flurries will be possible. A partly sunny sky, an afternoon high in the middle 20s. Currently 23 degrees.
News from the center, WRCE.
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the author and Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter, Heidi Sigmund-Kuda, co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast. You can subscribe to her Substack at bettydangerous.com, B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com. And she's also Heidi Kuda, H-E-I-D-I-C-U-D-A, at Blue Sky. And Heidi, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. Super happy to be here.
It is always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. So the last time you were on, we were going to talk, and then I changed the subject at the last minute, my apologies, about some of your suggestions for how America can basically harden itself against the oncoming onslaught of Trump and Musk's fascism, the Muskrats' fascism. Shall I do your bullet points and go through and you can explain, or you want to just go off on a rant? I leave it to you.
You know what? We can start with the rant, and if I get derailed, we'll go back to the bullet points.
Okay,
but honestly, Tom, I was just looking at your most recent post, and I think you sum it up in just about seven words. It's time to grow a spine. I left out the expletive. It's time to... We need to grow a spine. Democrats need to grow a spine. Where are they? As you know, I believe that President Biden's first duty to the United States of America is to defend America. And we have seen some baby steps, but I do think it might be time to start throwing punches. I also want to point out to your viewers and listeners, and I'm sure they're quite aware of this, America is not unique. There are nearly two dozen other countries that have been enduring these hybrid warfare attacks from Russia. And if we just called it warfare, we would actually have to do something about it. But I think it's very important that we look around the world and we look at Georgia and Romania and Moldova and Belarus and, you know, Ukraine, and we see that there is a world war going on. It looks different from previous wars because we call it hybrid information war, active measures, whatever. But it is affecting the outcomes of elections. We were attacked in 2016. There was an attack on the Capitol in 2021. And in 2024, minds were twisted away from reality through various social media platforms. That was intentionally to sway the outcome of the current election. And of course, I'm happy to give you my four-point plan on where I think we need to be pressuring Biden. But I just wanted to start with that. We're not unique. That's the whole thing. So the first thing, what I would like to see in the perfect world, if we could take some immediate action, I think President Biden, with all the powers that he now has, should say the United States supports the immediate admission of Ukraine to NATO. That would be a nice stick in the eye to Putin, in my opinion, and it would also bring to bear unlimited resources. But other countries have done it. Again, this is not peacetime. We're in war. If we just acknowledge the information war, as other countries have done, we could actually do things like that. My other suggestion is to lift all the restrictions on the weapons. It's up to Ukraine to defend itself. Just do it. Biden can do these things right now. This has always been about Ukraine. This has always been about the invasion of Ukraine. And I have geopolitical analyst friends that believe World War III actually started in February of 2014. My third thing and my favorite, Tom, is declare the Russian state a terrorist state. Declare the Russian Federation a terrorist state. Right now, Putin's banking on Russia to surrender Ukraine to him. And if Biden declared Russia a terrorist state, that would help so many of these smaller countries. Georgia right now, 21st day of protests because a Russian-backed government is not what they know. These countries that have faced this for many years, they know what Russian interference looks like. They want to be part of the EU, and this is very reminiscent of what happened in Ukraine a decade ago. My last thing that I think is very, very important, and of course I have a million others, release the list. There are 600 U.S.-based propagandists, 600 names that I think Americans should get to see. They're politicians, they're members of our military, think tank analysts, academics, businessmen, reporters. Release that list so we can see who is doing pro.
Who compiled this list?
So basically what we know is in the 277-page affidavit where we learned about the Doppelganger operation, right? We learned that Russia was doing all these duplicate websites to make it look like sites on the West, not just in America to twist American minds, but in Germany and other countries. They were doing this operation where they would mimic a website.
Hang on just a second. Whose affidavit was this? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. That's all right. So do you remember that whole flurry in September of the Department of Justice, the FBI, the U.S. Treasury releasing all this information about Russia's information warfare attacks on America? So there was Tenet Media. There were half, you know, we learned about the influencers that were paid millions of dollars. Okay, so there was also, I'm a docu-nerd, so I like reading all the, you know, releases and footnotes and affidavits. So the FBI gave us a very detailed 277-page affidavit. It's called the Doppelganger affidavit. And what it basically reveals was why they seized 32 websites that were made to look like American websites, so made to mimic something like the Washington Post or made to mimic something like CNN. And what they really were was part of an operation that was directly related and responding to the Putin regime to do 80% regular news, but 20% pro-Russian propaganda. And what we learned in that affidavit is that there are 600, and this was translated from Russia. It was incredible because they had granular detail on what was actually happening in real time in Russia, again, to target the minds of the West. And in America, there are 600 U.S. propagandists that this operation was keeping an eye on, and they were from a variety of backgrounds, but their job is to do pro-Russian, anti-Ukraine, anti-Western narrative warfare, targeting our minds. And I'll just give you one example. If you look at the feed for Tenet Media, which was the Tennessee-based company that was known to be taking $10 million from RT. We know that RT is linked to Russian military intelligence. Frozen in time, the day that the Department of Justice indicted this media company, you can still see the feed on Twitter. And you can look, it was, I think, September 4th where they froze it, where they were indicted, this company. And you just watch it, you just look at it. It is all the anti-Harris stuff. It is all the, you know, designed to target people, just to, you know, be worried about trans people. It's all this narrative warfare wrapped up as patriotism, wrapped up to look like it's America, but it's actually a pro, you know, Russian operation. And again, We have this lack of imagination. Our country and the minds of our citizens have been assaulted for a decade, and the response to it, again, has been very, very weak. And I was excited in September when there was this flurry of activity. I thought, finally, Americans are going to get to know how much they've been hit. And instead, we don't even have the names of the people who are doing this work on U.S. soil.
Decision?
You know, Merrick Garland, interestingly, when the Department of Justice indicted two Russians as part of this operation, they did not indict the influencers here in the U.S. Hmm. I don't understand why you would go after the
probably because we have the free speech laws would be my guess.
Well, that's what's so interesting. During the same period in early September, the U.S. State Department came out with a statement that gives us great utility that finally says covert influence activities are not journalism. So these foreign-backed covert influence activities are not journalism.
Heidi, you can stay with us, right?
Sure.
Okay, hang on just a minute. We've got to hit a break here. Heidi Kuda is with us. Check out our website, BettyDangerous.com, B-E-T-T-E, Dangerous.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with with Heidi. Stay tuned.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the...
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have concerns about. With so much out of our control, though, one thing you can control is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies. It may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote. They shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. That's SelectQuote.com/THOM to get started. SelectQuote.com/Tom. Christmas,
where every culture shares delight. With tables
and welcome
joy.
Back. Heidi Kuda is, Heidi Sigmund Kuda is with us for the hour, or for the half hour, excuse me, taking your calls. Or not, geez, I'm running on autopilot from Mark Parkin here. I am so sorry. Heidi, let's get back to your list of things that Joe Biden and friends, you know, Merrick Garland et al., could be doing right now to protect our democracy. We have about 5 minutes left here.
Well, so you heard my top four, and now I'd like to say one of the things we can start doing is we can stop using propaganda language because it's getting us nowhere, and we're in narrative warfare. And an example of that, Timothy Snyder tweeted out last week, stop saying anti-vax. Stop saying, stop using these weak words. And Timothy Snyder said, don't call them anti-vaxxers, call them kid killers. Like, let's start, like, kind of getting down in the mud and doing this right, because we have been using weak words like meddling and sowing. And if we called what was happening war, we would actually have to do something about it. And that is why I wanted to start off with the top four list. The other thing is we all can start protesting in this moment while Joe Biden is still president. I don't understand the muted response. In 2016, you know, women rose up and we had, you know, this really strong response to something that we knew wasn't quite right. How could this possibly be? And here we are. And I'm sure part of it is the fear, but we have to push through that. We have a very short period of time and a short window. All we have to do is just look at Georgia and realize that people have been out there for 21 days. Go back a decade, look at the revolution of dignity. These people said, we're not going to have this. Yes, in Ukraine. And again, we've talked about this multiple times on the show. Same players, Paul Manafort installing, you know, an avatar, a proxy for Putin in Ukraine. Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager in 2016, doing it again in America. We are not unique. This has been a global effort to push away, you know, liberal democracy, all the things that actually did make our country great. We can always improve. We've never been perfect, but we can improve, and push us toward authoritarianism that nobody is going to like. And, you know, I think that they're telling us, Trump's regime is telling us exactly what they're going to do. And I just want to tell you, I'm looking at my incoming notifications. I have a friend named David Wheeler. He's part of a group called American Muckrake, and he just filed today a lawsuit against Donald Trump because he said he has so much emotional distress. His home was hit in the hurricane. He's out getting passports for his children. He is a progressive who's now looking into arming up because he's afraid of what's coming. And he's actually taking a stand for Americans, saying, this is not right. This is not normal. And I just wanted to give a shout out to him because there is a man who grew a spine.
Yeah.
He said, I do not accept a fascist America. So he is actually, today he filed a complaint in North Carolina against the incoming Trump administration because he is, you know, he is like millions of Americans, scared, but not so scared that he's not trying to do something about it.
That's important. That's really important. So have you gone through all your steps here? It seems to me like there was...
No, there's probably a million more things.
Well, we have another two minutes.
I do think it's incredibly important that we do declare the information war and stop hiding from that. And again, let's just go through a couple of things here. The French authorities arrested the CEO of Telegram. Do you remember that?
I do.
Charging him for officiating crimes on his platform. So let's get a little bit more imaginative. Brazilian police formally charged Bolsonaro and 36 of his backers for not only being involved in a coup, but of a potential assassination plot of the current president. Again, I'm sure you are hearing echoes of 2021.
Yep.
When Trump did not care what was going to happen to his then vice president. And I keep saying this, Georgia's in its 21st day of protest demanding the resignation of a government that's steering the country away from the EU. They want their pro-Russian government ousted. The problem that I'm seeing as I look around at all of these, you know, explosive events happening throughout the world, most of the people who are doing the work of Russia are just kind of biding their time for a few weeks till Trump gives them everything they want and surrenders America to this authoritarianism. My family came from Germany to live the American dream. My parents left a fascist ravaged country to live the American dream. People like me and you, I'm sure, now have to look around the world and go, where do we go? Mm. You know, Americans need to remember why their democracy is something that is worth standing up for. And we need to acknowledge that immediately and put pressure on the Biden administration. And to quote my friend Tom Hartman, Democrats, please grow a spine.
Yeah, okay. We are in the break here. We missed that. So Heidi, thank you so much for being with us today. Great talking to you. Okay. Betty Dangerous.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Richard Cantu. Police and the FBI in New Orleans are investigating after a natural-born American rammed his pickup truck into New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street, killing 15.
Hours after Shamsuddin Jabbar plowed through a crowd of New Year's revelers, the pickup truck he used as a weapon sits on Bourbon Street here in the French Quarter. Louisiana State Police investigators are carefully marking each bullet hole fired through the windows in sheet metal. On the pavement next to the vehicle, a pool of dried blood marks the spot where the 42-year-old died after he was shot by police after crashing into a construction lift.
ABC's Jim Ryan in New Orleans.
Findings in the truck itself proved to be probably the biggest immediate clue for the authorities to conclude that this was an act of terrorism. The pole sticking up from the trailer hitch is flying what the FBI has described as an ISIS flag.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. NFL. The Packers say defensive back Jaire Alexander is likely done for the season. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday. After weeks of swelling and pain, he suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime, you know, you talk about season ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough, you know. Going to be praying for John and hopefully he can recover. But, yeah, it's tough. You know, I feel for the guy, you know, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries across the area will come to an end. We'll keep the clouds around the area overnight, though, as lows drop to the middle teens. Our winds will be light. On Thursday, some more flurries will be possible. A partly sunny sky, an afternoon high in the middle 20s. Right now, it's 22.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. That's SelectQuote.com/THOM. Today to get started. SelectQuote.com. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And apologies for the crash of our computerized automation system. It's just every now and then things go nuts, you know? So, what's on your mind? Warren in Bothell, Washington. Hey, Warren, what's up?
Hey, good topics today.
Thank you.
They're related and hip. In red states, we have some legislators who probably don't have medical degrees making medical decisions, particularly about abortion and women's health care. By the same token, we've got the AMA, whose Hippocratic Oath, I would think, would override these poor decisions by legislators without medical licenses. Tom, talk me down.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you've got non-physicians all over the country, Republicans, you know, trying to insert themselves between doctors and their patients with regard to abortion and other things as well. And, you know, trans care, for example, is another one. And what's astonishing to me, Warren, is for most of my lifetime, and I've been on this planet for a good long time, for most of my lifetime, the Republican Party has been going, oh, big government, oh, my God, nanny state, we can't have the big government. We can't have the government inserting itself into your life. The you know, quack, quack, quack. And now the Republican Party is all about inserting itself into our lives, about, you know, putting itself between us and our doctors, between And I don't understand why Democrats are not using the same language that Republicans used for years, for decades, for a century to attack Democrats.
I agree with that. One of the things that has got me all spun up is I'm surprised that we're not seeing class action suits in those red states against these legislators who are practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure class action lawsuits could work because legislators have immunity, but it should be being done through publicity. I mean, you know, the big government nanny state memes began in the 1930s with the Republicans trying to, you know, complain that the New Deal was socialism and FDR was a tyrant and he was trying to stick the government between you and your money, between you and your bank, between you and your retirement, you know, quack, quack, quack. And I just don't understand why Democrats aren't using those phrases. Maybe it's that, you know, they're anathema to Democrats because they were used against them for so long, but But the reality is, you know, Republicans love big government as long as it's used to oppress average working people and women and used to elevate the wealth and status of billionaires and other Republicans. Warren, thank you. Well said. Patricia in Abbott Springs, Louisiana, is that right? Or Abita Springs?
Abita Springs. Abita Springs. A little bit north of New Orleans. Yeah, cool. Louisiana.
So what's
Hi.
Up?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I really want to talk about health, especially what the last gentleman said. I actually am a nurse practitioner. I'm retired now, I'm 75, and I've been a nurse since 1970. And at one point in my career, a few years ago, I worked at Jefferson Parish, which is in New Orleans, at the school-based health systems, where we had doctor's office, and I, being a nurse practitioner, could see patients, the kids, middle and high school, and so many young women would come in for pregnancy, pregnancy testing, STDs, and of course, because of HIPAA, we couldn't call the parents, so we sent them to Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. So that's not there anymore. Louisiana now, abortion is illegal, and the pill you take for an abortion is considered a controlled substance, locked up. So for the past 9 years, I have been calling the congressmen in Louisiana are awful. And so I've been writing them, last Trump election and all that. But I tried to get a meeting with Bill Cassidy. He's an MD. And a few months ago, I got on his website and requested an appointment to see him. And they gave me some dates, picked one, blah, blah, blah. And then a week later, he refuses to see me. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it really pisses me off because I'm his constituent. So I've been calling. I called Washington and talked to the interns for all three. Except I couldn't get Kennedy yet. And I was really nice to the interns. I said, you know, yeah, you sound like you're a young man, and I wonder if you have a girlfriend or a wife, or are you going to have children? And are you familiar with Project 2025? Do you want your daughters and the women in your life to have no rights? And they were like, just listen to me. Right. And I told the same thing to a female with the other guy. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I went to my doctor just for a checkup. And the practitioner and the doctor have been here for years, and they are so aggravated with health care, disgusted. The nurse practitioner, she's 44. She said, I can only do this 5 more years. I'm so burnt out. And the doctor, who's been around my area for years, she's going to stock polio vaccine and other things that the government is trying to prevent health care from happening. And she says, I'm going to treat everybody. I don't care what they say. I'm treating my patients. So I just wanted to share that because maybe everybody should call the senators' interns and talk to them, these young people who are there who don't know what they're getting themselves into, right?
Yeah.
And then I heard on the radio, I read in the paper this morning that they want to stop FDIC, you know, the regulation
right.
for bank, and
right.
that's a lot of money in CDs. So a lot of
get ready for bank failures too. And now we've got Sean. Which is the pharmacy chain that says they're no longer going to Kroger's? Kroger's is just which has pharmacies has just come out and said that they're no longer going to carry mifepristone, you know, the abortion pill, in their pharmacies.
I mean, this is just crazy. It is crazy, and I have three. I have twin granddaughters. They're three, and I have three daughters. And one of my daughters, before they became illegal in Louisiana, he had an unviable pregnancy, and they had to give her the mifepristone pill so she could pass. If that would happen now, she would have to carry that, whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dead fetus, yeah. Yeah, I get it. Patricia, I need to move along, but thank you. You said it so well, and your story is compelling. I really appreciate the call. Sharon in San Marcos, California. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today? Sharon, listening on Sirius XM in San Marcos, California. Sharon, if you're talking, your mic is muted. Going once, going twice. Rick in Danby, New York. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Your first 2 hours with Congressman Pocan and then your rant afterward got me all fired up. I live in a the only very blue district of New York State. I tried to call my new congressman-elect. I don't want to mention his name. I went online and I spent 10 minutes just trying to figure out how to contact him, and there's no contact information. And I really want to work on this thing. He's got to get to work for us.
Let me give you a phone number for him, Rick.
Thank you, Tom. Listen.
You know his name, right?
I know his name, yes. I don't want to mention it. But, yeah, what is it?
Yeah, okay. The number is,
what's the number?
Number is 202-224-3121. That number is the switchboard for the House of Representatives, and it gets you to every single member of Congress. If you know their name, just say, please connect me to, you know, Joe Blow, and boom, the phone will start to ring. Yeah, I can't hear you now, Rick. You got far enough away from your phone that
I'm sorry, Tom. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Rick, and good luck, and let us know how that worked out, and thanks for listening to WHMP. Thank you, Rick. It's 44 minutes past the hour. We're in a break, Sean. And although I'm not hearing it, I'm not sure what's going on. Are we in a break on the commercial side? Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Can you play a song or something for us? Okay, we'll be right back. Stick around. It's, as I said, 44 and a half.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. And visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Or something. And say what? Okay. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll forget about it. Yeah, there we go. 4 minutes. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Now?
Are you hearing silence?
I'm hearing silence. Now. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day because it keeps my, you know, it's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM, superbearing.com, to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com. Three times more effective than diet and exercise alone. 10 times higher absorption. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
But the scariest sight to see is the hate they spread so free year by year. A gag on your speech and a vote out of reach is the plan.
And welcome back. Let's continue picking up your calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, did you see that the Ukrainians just took out a Russian spy ring that was trying to get information on F-16 basing in
Ukrainian air? I heard Ukrainian that this morning on NPR, yeah.
Yeah, and yesterday they took out Lieutenant General Kirillov, who was in charge of the Russian nuke, chemical, and biological defense forces, who had been accused of using chemical weapons against the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
So they're doing a bang-up job.
So, George, you're a scholar of warfare to some extent, and I have a question for you. My understanding is that during World War II, for example, the Germans never targeted the White House, and the American forces and allies never targeted the Reichstaggebüge or Berchtesgaden, you know, Hitler's homes, that you didn't try to take out the leaders. You just tried to take out the soldiers. Number one, is that true? And number two, what does that have to do with yesterday, or what I heard on the BBC News last night, was that after the Ukrainians assassinated the chemical warfare general, Putin's people came out and said, okay, Zelensky just signed his death warrant. In other words, we're no longer going to respect that thing about you don't kill the leaders. What's going on with all this?
Yeah. I think the only plot against Hitler were, you know, Operation Valkyrie in July 1944, which was a German plot.
Right.
And, I think Putin's lying because I think the Russians have tried to take out Zelensky several times before this.
Ah. Okay, so this is another empty threat.
They're just blowing smoke.
Yeah, okay. So, but is that kind of a convention of warfare that you don't go after the leaders?
Yeah. Well, with Hitler, I think the thinking was Hitler was such a bad general, he was making so many mistakes, they were doing better to have him, you know, stay in power and making so many mistakes on the battlefront rather than replace him with somebody who would be more competent and be able to manage a German war effort more successfully.
I figured that convention of warfare went back to the eras of the European kings, when basically there were one or two families that populated the thrones of several dozen countries. You had a German king in England, right? You had a French king at
exactly.
one point.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
And so they didn't take out the leaders because they'd be killing off their own cousins, but they were fine with killing the soldiers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the normal cannon fire, right? That was fine. Like Queen Victoria, you know, she had relatives on all the thrones in Europe, like Greece and, you know, even one of the German emperors, Friedrich's wife, was a cousin of Queen Victoria, and Wilhelm was a cousin of Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
You know, Wilhelm II, the German
Kaiser,
emperor.
Yeah. Fascinating.
They had, you know, relatives on all European thrones.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. I and now that that's not the case, or not so much the case, I'm guessing that might be why Putin feels free to violate that. George, thank you. Thanks for the call, and it's always so nice to hear from you.
You and Louise over the holidays, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to take 2 weeks off here at the end.
Here.
There you go. Okay,
really
George.
Enjoy.
Thanks for the call. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just one quick one about the caller from before in terms of Putin. Mm-hmm. Why would you nuke a country that you want to occupy?
Well, and why would you nuke a country that's upwind from you?
Right, right, right. And Israel, everything's crammed together, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
But what I was calling about is you had a caller who was saying, why can't we prevent people from running for president who are felons? And, you know, of course, it's in there, but they only chose the insurrection part of that, felony.
Yeah,
but
14th Amendment,
Putin
Section 3.
Right. But what Putin does, and a lot of leaders are, they put their opposition party in jail. They run up charges, whatever it is, right. And then they can never run.
Yeah.
So
I think Trump is going to try something like that. Yeah, I mean, he's talking now. The latest outrage is he wants to go after Liz Cheney. But I think that we're going to see some real serious efforts to gut any kind of political opposition, which is very troubling.
Right. But don't you think that Biden should make a speech and talk about all his accomplishments and say, I'll see you next year, we'll check you?
You know, he did on Monday. Biden gave a speech on Monday where he talked about all the jobs he'd created. He talked about the CHIPS Act. He talked about all these new factories. He talked about all this stuff. And it was the same time that Trump was giving his little press conference, and not one single network covered Biden. Everybody covered Trump. I'm telling you, we've got a sick media in this country right now. Bill, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, join your local Democratic Party, sign up with these one of these great groups out there like Indivisible or Move to Amend or et cetera. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. Sign up, participate, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you on the other side.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Richard Cantu. 2025 opened with at least 15 people being killed in New Orleans, more than 30 hurt when an armed man plowed a pickup truck into New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street.
Authorities identifying the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsu Dinjabar, a U.S. citizen and Army veteran from Texas. They say he was speeding down Bourbon, wearing body armor and firing an AR-style rifle out of the truck, racing about three blocks before crashing, then stepping out and opening fire again, wounding two police officers.
ABC's Trevor Ault, police return fire, killed the attacker.
I know I can speak for all Americans when I say our hearts are with the people of New Orleans after the despicable attack that occurred in the early morning hours.
Speaking from Camp David, President Biden said the nation stands with the families of those who were killed in New Orleans. This is ABC News. In his traditional year-end report on the judiciary,